Jim will recite them, and then you'll have to give us the name of the song.
All right. And we can build this dream together. Standing strong forever. Nothing's going to stop us now.
What song is that?
I know that song. Oh.
We need an answer. Jessica, one of our listeners, sent a long text saying that she has a boyfriend that she's had for a little over a year, and he wants to go on a vacation by himself, a solo vacation to Miami. He says to just kind of clear his head and get his head together. And people are thinking, Miami? Is that a place to we'd want to unwind? Would you rather go to like a Gatlinburg and go to a mountain cabin or something like that?
I guess if you want the sun and the beach,
yeah,
maybe Miami's perfect. But
I don't know.
Going by yourself.
Yeah.
It sounds like he's going through something.
Yeah. Or he has something else planned. Is this a red flag? We had a lot of people give us their thoughts on the Totally Hits 93.3 app. You can leave us a voicemail if you do that.
For me, the solo trip is not the red flag. Miami is the red flag.
Ah.
Nothing good happens in Miami.
So she's saying kind of what you were saying, like, why Miami?
Yeah, like that's for mistresses and cocaine. You don't go to clear your head in Miami.
maybe the only sketchier one would be like Vegas.
Yeah, going to Vegas. Yeah.
Right. What happens there? And going by yourself on a trip for a week.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I know people that do that, and that's great.
I mean, that's
like,
fine.
If you want to do that. But it seems like I'm purposely not wanting to go with you somewhere.
Yeah.
I need to be alone.
Yeah. Yeah. And she said, Jessica said she'd love to go to Miami, but was not invited.
Well, it sounds like he doesn't want her there for good reasons or bad. Not sure.
I don't know. Another thought?
Okay, y'all have to take out the insecurity of this. There are a certain breed of us people that need to take trips on our own in order to reset our lives. Like, I don't think there's ulterior motive here. I think it's just a matter of, independence and wanting to make sure that, you still keep a piece of yourself, because even though you're in a relationship doesn't mean that you have to do everything together. And I've been a huge proponent of that since the day that we got married. Hope it helps.
So she says green flag.
I guess. I think she's saying it's not necessarily a red flag.
Right.
Like, give them the benefit of the doubt.
Right.
I agree. I think it's really good for couples to like occasionally go do things or leave for the weekend with the girls and go do what you love.
Yeah. If it was a guy trip, maybe it'd be different, but it's like just him by himself.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. My gut tells me he's rethinking his whole life.
Yeah.
His either their situationship or his entire life.
Yeah.
Like, sounds like he's going through something.
Yeah. As our last caller said, he's just looking for a piece. Of himself.
A side piece
of himself.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
So a little more information on Kiefer Sutherland's arrest. So they said he allegedly assaulted and threatened an Uber driver. Now, apparently, according to some of the reports, they say he was out at dinner and then called an Uber to drive him home, which is a good thing, especially considering what, he's had problems with alcohol in the past. And apparently had asked, while the Uber driver was on the road moving, to pull over and let him out. And he asked several times, and according to the report, the driver said no, and that's when, allegedly, Kiefer Sutherland assaulted him and threatened him. Assaulted him with his hands, according to the report.
Okay, so. The intimidating voice used on 24. Who are you working for?
Right.
In the White House, of course, they've kind of tilted the food pyramid upside down. Of course, relying on protein, lots of meats, and whole milk. They had a big thing in the White House yesterday with whole milk. And the president posed for one of the milk mustache pictures.
Oh, really?
And if you see it, it is one of the most intimidating milk mustache pictures I've ever seen. Whatever you think of the president, he's like scowling with a milk mustache. Like, drink up or I'll come at you. How fortunate are we to be in the same building with Nashville's media darling, Big Joe Dubin, who joins us on the phone now. Hello, Joe.
Good morning, fellas. How are we?
We're doing good.
So yesterday, Joe, I'm listening to the Chase and Big Joe show on 102.5 The Game, and you made me, if I had a drink, I would have spit it out. I was laughing so hard. And I love this concept. You said that anybody who works a customer service job, which is so many people here in Middle Tennessee, should have, like, once a month, they should be able to fight a customer.
I love this idea.
Right?
So expand on this.
Well, I was at our Walmart by your house in Hermitage.
Yeah.
And it was a couple months ago, and a lady was returning a computer, but it wasn't it was just a computer. Like, it's like one, like, if you left on the side of the road, she was returning that computer.
Okay.
Okay.
And the lady was like, ma'am, I can't take this. There's no box. There's no, even if you had a box, I could take it because there's a barcode on there and I could do that. She's like, I don't like this computer, and take it back. And this lady was just getting irate. And the poor lady behind the counter was like, I can't do anything about this. And so the lady slams the computer down, and they just arguing, and she's just berating this customer service lady. And she is so nice behind the counter.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm thinking, it's starting in her toes. It's coming up her legs.
Yeah.
The anger, right?
Yeah.
This would have been me. So I'm thinking, what would it be like if you could fight one customer a month without any repercussions?
Yes.
I'm telling you, everybody would sign up for a customer service job.
It would be like the Purge.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Imagine you're standing in line, right? And you're returning something, and a customer service rep is whipping the snot out of somebody in front of you. Are you going to argue?
Yeah.
No.
You're going to be like, okay, I'm there. Hey, yeah. Whatever. Hey, I don't need to return this. I'm good today.
Yeah, you might just stand there because I guess I'll just live with these pants. I don't have to return them after all.
Right. And they post it on the wall behind them.
I
like,
love it.
You know, Margaret has, you know, whipped five people already 5 months this year, and they have like a tally.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do that. It's terrible.
Little marks up on the, you know, at their desk, you know, that shows how many kills they've had this year.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Kind of like they would put it on the side of a fire jet.
I mean, think about that. You come around the corner and confront somebody. I'm not doing that. You know, and God bless the customer service workers everywhere, because if they got to put up with, I would not do that. But if you allowed me to fight one customer a month, I'd do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, because they're in such an impossible position. It's like, well, we can't lose even one customer, so you have to be nice no matter what.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, this person brought in a computer, not any box, not in a wrap, just a regular computer.
Just an old desktop somewhere. Huh?
It's like a Tandy TRS-80 from 1987.
Yeah, from Radio Shack. Isn't working anymore. You sure about that? It's the worst. But yeah, if we'd be allowed to do all that, that'd be just great.
That would be amazing
to do that. And that's any business anywhere.
Yeah,
anywhere.
And they could televise it throughout the whole store. That would be awesome.
Oh my! Could you imagine?
You make it a channel.
Oh yeah.
Attention customers, look up at the screen above.
Yeah.
And there's Margaret just whipping somebody's ass.
Yeah. And just go, hey, act nice while you're in here. That's awesome. That's a plan for the future.
There you go, boys.
I like it.
All right.
It's a deterrent to being Karens out there, right?
Exactly.
Whoever, Karens and Bobs, man, they're not going to do anything. They're
exactly.
done. They're not,
yeah.
And then you can point up to the screen with your kids and say, look, here's what you don't need to do. And they're like, okay, I did it. It's educational, man.
It's a lesson learned.
Very cool.
Indeed.
There you go, boys.
Chase and Big Joe, weekdays, what, you're on from noon till 3?
Noon to 3, but always, always in your heart.
Always That's in your right. heart.
In Forever in your heart.
Minds, yes.
But from noon to 3, it's on 102.5 The Game.
Yes. If you follow the Woody and Jim Show on Facebook, we posted an inspiring meme reminding you that we're always here for you, whether or not you survived the Verizon outage of 2026. That was big yesterday.
Yeah, if you had a Verizon phone, you got the SOS instead of like a message that you had coverage. And I guess it's back. They figured out what was wrong. It was some kind of server problem in New Jersey. But
oh, New Jersey.
Tons of people lost their coverage, and we were plunged into helplessness.
Darkness, like you're on a desert island. You're Tom Hanks on Castaway.
I
have nobody
coverage,
to talk to.
But I had people that were like texting me that said like, hey, this is going to be my last text because I'd only have Wi-Fi. Till I get to the next Wi-Fi spot, here's my text. And yeah, I'll get you again when I get to like the store.
I've been shanghaied. You'll never see me again. I'm sorry.
It was crazy. I was in the bank and was just there like taking care of some business. And there were people there that they say like, okay, well, we can proceed with this transaction. We're sending you a text, and they're like, my phone's not working!
It's amazing. It's actually kind of sad we've come to the point where we're so, you know, connected to our phones that we just can't live without them.
Completely dependent.
Yeah. My son and his wife, they're on Verizon, and it's like, you know, it says, if you have to get a hold of me, just FaceTime me.
So you FaceTime know, was working for
that
them?
That was working.
Okay.
But yeah, or they could get to a Wi-Fi spot. But yeah, that was like, oh my God!
I know people that were panicking because they didn't have GPS.
Yeah.
Like they didn't have data coming to their phone to use Google Maps, and they didn't know how to get to the places. And I mean, at some point you're like, okay, honey, where's that Garmin from 2003 that we couldn't sell at the garage sale? It's either that or we're printing out MapQuest directions again.
That's right. You print them out and have to look at them while you're driving. We both, you know, you and I happen to be on T-Mobile.
Right.
You know, not an endorsement. It just happens to be that way. But we both got texts saying from T-Mobile saying, our network is operating normally. A reported Verizon outage may affect reaching Verizon customers.
So that was their way of flexing.
Foolish. Who don't have T-Mobile.
Ours
it's
works.
Working. It's you're, working, everyone.
Your stupid friends on the other network, they're helpless, but you're fine. Yeah.
Good luck to everyone on that inferior carrier.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durga, walk around the neighborhood.
Love Kimberly Williams Paisley and Brad Paisley.
They are the soul of Nashville.
They're just great, and they just do great things. If you've never heard about their grocery store called The Store, it is a store where people can come in who've been referred who are food insecure, and they can go grocery shopping with dignity, and the groceries are free. It's fantastic. They served like 2,200 families at the Belmont location.
Yeah, especially with the SNAP benefits being cut and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's crucial.
Yeah, more people need it than ever. Well, they've just opened up a second location of the store to serve needy people. And they did it at TriStar Centennial Medical Center. And one of the big donors for the new center, Taylor Swift.
Nice, doing good things. They didn't know they were getting a donation from her, and it was huge.
Yeah, they said it just came out of the blue, but they're very happy to receive her generosity among the many people who've contributed to make that open. And the second store is actually double the size of the one over in Belmont, so they'll be able to serve even more people.
This is a TriStar Centennial.
Yep.
Yeah, very cool. If you check out the Woody and Jim page on Facebook, you can see stuff about their grand opening. Totally Hits 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. We are ready to play Gender Wars, brought to you by our friends at Tree Fellers. They can do tree removal and pruning and cutting and such.
Yeah. Contact them at localtreefellers.com.
We have a couple of delightful, good-looking Woody and Jim listeners. We have Amanda for the ladies in Nolensville and Tony in Greenbrier. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Good luck to both of you.
Let's get to know you just a little bit. Simple question. Amanda, cookies, cake, or ice cream? Pick one.
Always cookies. Always cookies.
I'm
partial to them myself. Tony, what about you? Cookies, cake, or ice cream?
I'm going to say cake.
Cake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not turning down any of them. That's the problem.
Yeah.
They're all good.
We say, like, at work when they bring in a birthday cake for somebody, you know, I don't like that guy, but hey, free cake.
Yeah. All right. You each have a screw you can use if you need it.
All right. Here we go. Amanda, multiple choice. Are the official NFL footballs made by Reebok, Spalding, or Wilson?
Spalding
is no.
Oh, the baseball people.
Wilson makes the official NFL footballs.
All right. Tony, here's your first. Is actor Timothy Chalamet in a relationship with Kendall, Kylie, or Caitlyn Jenner?
Oh, Caitlyn?
Kylie? No. Yeah.
I was hoping you were going to say Caitlyn. All right. Fun. Here we go. You can bring you can tie back up here, Amanda. What car company sells the Frontier pickup truck?
Nissan.
There
that
you go.
That is correct.
You're right back in it.
All right, Tony. If you visit truereligion.com, you're most likely shopping for what at truereligion.com?
Jeans.
Yes.
Nice.
Good job. Okay. Amanda, you need this one to stay in the game. Remember, both of you still have your screws left. MJ is the girlfriend of what Marvel superhero?
Why do I not know this? Is it Spider-Man?
Spider-Man! Yes! You just made it. Just meet the buzzer. Good job.
All right. It's tied at two. Tony, if you get this right, you are the winner. If not, we go to overtime.
Oh.
Tony, Talk of the Town is a daytime show on which Nashville TV station?
Nashville. Is it Nashville Network?
Yeah.
Not the Nashville Network.
No.
I think they went out of business about 20 years ago. CMT or something.
Yeah, we were looking for a News Channel 5. Okay,
all right.
That means we have a tie.
This is exciting. We settle it with Name That Song. You have to do it by recognizing the lyrics. Start with you, Amanda. Up to 5 lines from the song. How many lines do you think you'd need to name it?
Let's go for 4.
4. Tony, you want to do it in less than 4?
I'll say 3.
3. Back to you, Amanda.
I'll let him do it.
All right. 3 lines, Tony. Jim will recite them, and then you'll have to give us the name of the song.
All right. And we can build this dream together. Standing strong forever. Nothing's going to stop us now.
What song is that?
I know that song.
We need an answer.
Time is up. You're going to kick yourself. It's Nothing's Going to Stop Us Now. The 3rd line you got. You know, it's so easy when other people are playing, and then when it comes down to you,
Well, we have a prize for you, Amanda, and you hold on too, Tony. We'll have a nice prize for you.
Yeah,
thanks.
Nobody leaves disappointed today. You both did great. Thanks for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim.
Thank
on
you.
Totally Hits 93.3.
What you might consider old lady names are making a big comeback. I mean, you know, my granddaughter, we call her Charlie, but her actual name is Charlotte, which is kind of like a...
It's very traditional.
Yeah, a very traditional name. It's Charlotte Rose.
Yeah.
Names like Dorothy or Gloria.
You know, these are golden girl names.
They are.
When you think about it.
Sophie.
Yeah. I mean, that was my mom's name, and it's coming back.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know anybody named Sophie when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And now I see it all the time.
Yeah.
Lorraine.
Yeah.
That's like something like your aunt would be named.
Yeah. Ruby is coming back.
Right.
My mom's name was Ruby. So I feel very nostalgic about that. So that's very cool.
Adeline. There's something very vintage and timeless about it.
I like it.
Instead of like naming your kid after a meme that went out in 2010. There's a certain quality that says, okay, this name is built to last.
Yeah. Names like Pearl, which you don't hear very often.
Or
Hazel.
Right? I know for guys, it's not as popular for boys' names, but I mean, like, Leo is making a big comeback. Like Lionel and Marshall. These are all names that have like, I don't know, the kind of a warm and fuzzy feel to them.
Yeah.
Have you heard about the backlash against Dennis?
Dennis? What's wrong with Dennis?
I've been seeing a bunch of social posts.
Is that the male version of Karen?
No, it's not a Karen thing. I don't know why people feel so impassioned to plea with the world, but they're saying you should not name a child Dennis because Dennis is a grown man. We can't accept a baby and
name
call him Dennis?
Dennis.
We have to, because that's a name for somebody who's already grown up.
I don't see that at all. I think a child named Dennis is perfectly fine. Dennis, get in the house. See, it works. Of course, you have to use their middle and last name, too.
All right, if you're really mad at him.
Dennis P. Shepherd.
Get in the house right now. No, it's fine. Name all your children Dennis. Jim has done something I've been begging him to do.
I caved. Weeks after, I guess, millions of other people did it.
Yes.
I finally relented and watched the finale of Stranger Things. After 9 years, they had the final episode,
yes.
End of the series. I was struggling. This last season was an absolute chore.
I kept saying, I want you to watch the end so we can make fun of it together. And because I didn't, you know, in a rare occasion, I didn't want to spoil it for you.
I know. You love spoiling stuff.
I do. Well, but I didn't.
I finally settled and sat down in front of the finale of Stranger Things last night.
Yes.
And I'm glad it's kind of, you know, it's been tied up into a bow and mm-hmm. now it's done.
We have closure.
I've watched it. In fact, like after an hour and 20 minutes, they're like, oh, they killed the monster. He is defeated. They've saved the world.
Spoiler.
Yeah, right?
Anybody?
And then I kind of hit the button that shows you like how far into the episode.
Oh, there was still a lot left.
They did another 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Because
they have to do the, what are they doing now 6 months later or something?
Oh, God, I couldn't do it. So I didn't actually finish it.
Okay, so you didn't watch all the way to the end?
I watched an hour and 20 minutes.
Okay.
No!
So you got to where
it ended!
They killed Vecna, and then they had to do the, and where are they now part?
You know, I looked it up on the internet.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, yeah. I could look for a minute and find out what happened to everybody.
Yeah.
Or I could spend another almost hour of my life on this torturously long and difficult finale.
They all got cleaned up, had different haircuts, and were sitting on the rooftop talking about how they should get together every once in a while. Okay, the end. Good night, everybody.
See, why did I even bother going to look things up on the internet? I could have just called you and gotten that in 10 seconds.
What happened at the end? And of course, spoiler alert for everybody. You know, 11 disappears and then, but no, maybe she's still alive.
Yeah, there's
somewhere.
Always the possibility of a spin-off, reboot.
Yeah. She's in the mountains looking at three waterfalls somewhere, maybe.
Can I tell you, like, my two major difficulties watching this finale was, one, perhaps it's still my problem, but I still consider Millie Bobby Brown a kid, even though she's, like, 20 and has, like, she's married and has a child herself.
And pretty much every close-up during the final season was you could only see her lip filler.
Yeah, that was my other thing is, like, well, first of all, why they had her in a, like, skin-tight bodysuit the whole time.
Yeah,
I felt like a creepy old uncle
watching
it.
She was running around in, like, a skin diver outfit
for
the whole entire thing.
I'm like, come on, do we really need to see, like, every crevice of her body? And the other thing was, I could not get past the, like, she's supposed to be a child still.
Yeah.
And she's got giant lip filler.
Yeah.
She's got Mar-a-Lago lips.
Yeah, she's like a Kardashian from the neck up. So.
And I'm like, I can't get past this.
Yeah.
Stop.
But you made it. And it's over.
Yeah.
Until they have a sequel or a prequel.
I'm not going to watch it. Not going to watch it.
Yeah, I was glad it was over.
Yeah. They got me long enough. I've done my time.
Like a lot of us watching the final episode, I saw your post on Instagram where you're just going, can this just be over?
Get off
Can
it
just be over? Plans for today. I had a really busy day yesterday, so I owe it to myself to be the Verizon network of humans today and just do nothing.
Are you shutting down?
I'm going to shut down, maybe take a little nap, maybe catch up on a few shows that I have saved on the DVR.
Gotcha. I have to bring my car in for a recall, which it's like 15 minutes, they said. It's just like they updates the software or something like that.
Oh, that's good. That's always good.
Should be fine. And I just get to enjoy that absolutely lovely atmosphere of a service department waiting room.
Sitting in an uncomfortable chair watching HGTV.
Yes.
Hey, look, the Property Brothers are on again.
I haven't seen them since the doctor's office.
Since the last time I had to do this. That is awesome. Y'all have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow. It'll be Friday. Woody and Jim, Totally Hits, 93.3.